Hi, my name is Johan Powen. I'm the co-founder of Cal Studios, and I'm here with Michael Simmering, the other co-founder. We are here to talk to you about our newest collection. Michael, what's your favorite thing about this collection?
The lines and the colors.
What about the lines and the colors?
Well, we had a lot of conversation over the last couple of years about this collection. It's one we went back to again and again. And in those conversations, there was a lot of concern that by designing a collection of furniture that is as reduced as this one, that it would end up feeling really flat. In the end, the opposite happened. I think, yes, they are very intentionally reduced pieces, but the way that they are reduced has a sophistication and a playfulness that actually communicates how considered that simplicity is and how complex it is.
I think there's some sort of quirkiness built into it because of how bold it is and the bright colors and some of the elements, the way that they interact, that contribute to that feeling.
Those colors have a lot of personality to them, and they really lend an atmosphere to a space without dominating it, which is something that I know we talk about a lot with a lot of our work, that we see our pieces, particularly because of the size of them, as really altering the way a space can feel, but we never want them to dominate it. And I think the use of colors and material in this space are a really effective way of doing that.
Is there anything in particular that you wanted out of this collection?
Yeah, I mean, this collection came out of a 2-year-long conversation between us about living rooms and what role living rooms play in contemporary houses, where they seem to be largely underused or forgotten. When people socialize now, they seem to congregate in kitchens, or living rooms have been replaced by TV rooms. For us, the living room is a place of conversation or quiet study, a place where you can go and, you know, read a book, listen to music, spend long stretches of time being comfortable and sort of just living your life your way.
For me, the importance really is having a space that can be either highly social or a place where you can really be with yourself. And I think, yeah, that's, you know, we've successfully accomplished that with these pieces.
These big pieces of furniture, they have to do their job, but then at a certain point, they need to get out of the way so you can live your life. I think that the really relaxed aesthetic and pared back qualities of this work speak to that. What about the materials that we chose to work with?
I like the familiarity of these materials. It's pine, linen, and feather.
All three of those materials are materials that humans have been living with forever. There's nothing fussy about them. They're not overthought in any way. They're incredibly accessible.
That familiarity, I think, also lends a great deal to comfort in a space.
Yeah, I think one last thing we could talk about with those materials. One of the primary tenets of everything we do is sustainability. So when we look for materials, we're looking for materials where their process or their use is as restorative as possible. So, you know, complete biodegradability, very little to no chemical processing through the entire processing of that material, that anybody who has to touch it, whether it's through harvesting, dyeing, milling, finishing, or use, that there's a zero impact on the health of the individual that's coming into contact with it, both for individuals and the environment, actually. So when it came to the fill, that's why we used feathers. They're not only considered to be the most comfortable, but they're also the most natural. One last thing that I think is interesting to talk about with this collection, because it's something that's been on my mind a lot over the last 2 months as we've gone through the COVID crisis, is supply chain. Since we started our company, one of the things that we've been really devoted to is domestic production. And this work is being produced for us in coastal Oregon. And that shop did not get shut down. So many of the designers that we've talked to have had production impacted. And I'm curious what your thoughts are about that.
Well, I think keeping our diversified industrial infrastructure is really important, and that's been a project of ours since the beginning. You know, sustainability and local manufacturing. I think consolidation of markets is a bad thing for the most part for companies, countries, obviously not for those companies that are consolidating, but it's bad in the end for all of us if we don't have a broad-ranging, diverse industrial infrastructure.
Another thing that I think has been very rewarding for us is how close our connections are with the people that build our pieces for us, that there's a chain of custody that we don't just have on paper, but also through relationship from where our materials are coming from and everybody who's working on them, building a piece, something that I feel is one of the most beautiful parts of making furniture, because these are pieces that ideally last for a long time and play a very central role in people's lives. But it's also something that I think has been largely forgotten by consumers when they go to buy a piece. So when I'm looking at this work right now, one of the things I see, as much as I see where it came from and the inspiration and the story that caused us to create the work, I see the people who are making it, because that relationship has been one that's been intensified over these last 2 months, where we're almost in daily contact with that shop.
Yeah, I like seeing that there are real people behind these things. And that's one of the things I do like about working with smaller factories or shops and boutique manufacturing. I think that's really fantastic, because you get a real sense of the people behind the product. We're happy to be able to present this work to you through Sight Unseen, and I hope you enjoy the event.